reason why fools need to be quiet is because fools spread slander. Fools spread slander. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 18 says, whoever conceals hatred with lying lips and spreads slander is a fool. Whoever spreads slander is a fool. Slander means to make false and damaging statements about another person.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us for the first half of Shut Up, Fool, from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Shut Up, Fool.
We've been in a series. And the series that we've been dealing with is from Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, Solomon talks about the fact that it's better to get words of wisdom from the wise than it is to get anything from the song of fools. Now, he points out a very stark lesson, and that is that when the fools sing their song and they give their words, that there's more to be gained from listening to a wise person than there is to listen to the songs of fools. But I've taken that phrase, the songs of fools, and I've said that there's some things that we can learn from the song of fools, that we don't necessarily have to listen to the wisdom of the song of fools, but we can learn from the song of fools. We can learn from their words, we can learn from their deeds, and we can learn from the consequences, the things that we see happening to them. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse 28.
Suffering.
Being alone is something that you can choose to do. Loneliness is something that is forced upon you. Being alone can be refreshing. Being lonely can be miserable.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of I Pity the Fool from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of I Pity the Fool. Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall. Thank you for joining us today for the first half of Everybody Plays the Fool Sometimes from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Everybody Plays the Fool Sometimes from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools.
A second type of individual that experiences godly guilt is the believer. And this is the believer who is living in sin. That if you are living in sin, and you know, we call it in the Christian vernacular, we call it conviction, but all it is guilt. It's God putting his guilt on you. He's making you feel uncomfortable. He's making you feel remorseful. He's bringing shame to you. He's doing all these things because he wants you to get right with him. And so God allows his spirit to just beat you up. And how do you deal with this guilt?
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Guilt. This guilt is killing me. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, This Guilt is Killing Me, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request guilt. This guilt is killing me. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request guilt. This guilt is killing me. Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the first half of Unforgiveness, a mother whose son had been unjustly victimized. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Guilt, This Guilt is Killing Me, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request Guilt, This Guilt is Killing Me. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request Guilt, This Guilt is Killing Me.
What is unforgiveness? Unforgiveness is a feeling of deep-seated resentment or ill will against someone who has offended you. It's rooted deeply in your heart. It's ill will that you're hoping that something bad will happen to another person, or even if you're not hoping that something bad will happen, you're thinking that in your mind, and you hold on to that. You hold on to that. This thing is on me. You know, God has, you know, and you know, the sad thing is, we always are waiting for the other person to change. We're always waiting for, well, you know, let them, you know, they're the one that did this. Let them do this. And God, no matter where you look at it in the Word, God puts the personal responsibility on the individual. And so you've got to put it in your will that you are going to step out and try to reconcile this situation. It's an act of the will.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the first half of Guilt. This Guilt is Killing Me. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Weariness, Worn Out by the Foot Soldiers, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request Weariness, Worn Out by the Foot Soldiers. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request Weariness, Worn Out by the Foot Soldiers.
So Brown.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Shut Up, Fool, from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Shut Up, Fool. Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Don't Want to Be a Fool from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Shut Up, Fool, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Shut Up, Fool. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Shut Up, Fool. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools, is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord. Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Won't Be Fooled Again. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Won't Be Fooled Again, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Won't Be Fooled Again. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Won't Be Fooled Again. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools, is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord. Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Won't Be Fooled Again from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Won't Be Fooled Again. Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Shut Up, Fool! From our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Won't Be Fooled Again, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Won't Be Fooled Again. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Won't Be Fooled Again. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools, is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord. Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us for the first half of Won't Be Fooled Again from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Won't Be Fooled Again.
A story that I read of three prisoners and how that they escaped from prison by digging their way out. And as they were digging, they found a lamp, and they rubbed the lamp, and the genie came out. And the genie said, I'll give each one of you a wish. So the first guy said, I want to be on a beach where I can just enjoy everything about the sunshine and, you know, all that that involves. And so the genie granted his wish, and he was on the beach. The second one said that, you know, I just want to go to an island where, you know, I can be at a place where, you know, people are just having a good time and I can just enjoy myself. And the genie said, phew, and he was on the island. Came to the third one, and he was crying. And the genie said, why are you crying? And he said, because I miss my friends and I want them back with me. That's foolish, right? I mean, that's foolish. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to build on sand or earth. Because when the storms come, it's too late to try to get stuff together. Right? When the storms come, if you haven't built on the right foundation, and they begin to beat against your life. And that's what, you know, it talks about, is, you know, when it involves us, it's our life. And when these storms beat against our life, I remember I preached a message years ago here at Bethany Baptist Church. And the title of the message is, get in the house and stay in the house and you'll be in the house when the storms come. The worst thing in the world that you can do is trying to be rushing around at the last minute trying to get to the house.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us for the first half of Don't Want to Be a Fool, from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Don't Want to Be a Fool, from our series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools. Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Don't Want to Be a Fool. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Don't Want to Be a Fool, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Don't Want to Be a Fool. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Don't Want to Be a Fool. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, Lessons to be Learned from the Song of Fools, is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.
We're continuing on with Deep Thoughts on